everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. You can email me. Yours truly, Fred Wallen, at sportsfred@AOL.com. Sportsfred@AOL.com. Of course, if you're listening on Sirius XM Channel 92, well, welcome to you guys and gals, too, all night long right here on Sports Overnight America. Very happy to have as a guest Lisa Guerrero of Inside Edition, the number one reporter for Inside Edition. And Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brad. How are you?
I'm fine. First time I met Lisa Guerrero, I think, was 1992. I was working at KMPC Radio in Los Angeles. She came into the studio. She'd been a Rams cheerleader. Then I think she became the head of the Rams cheerleading. Then she moved on to the New England Patriots. And I think she was working for New England at the time. And we talked for an hour. And I knew, God, she really knew sports a lot. And also, I did not know she was as political as I found out she is recently on Facebook. But anyways, then Lisa goes on to TV, local sports here in L.A., Fox, all the Fox shows, Monday Night Football, and for the last 6 or 7 years, Inside Edition. So I guess the first question, Lisa, you travel around the country. How many miles do you travel during a year?
That's a really, really good question. You know, what's so funny is that last year, I spent 211 days on the road. So that kind of puts that in perspective for you. I spent an awful lot of time on assignment. And in fact, right now I'm out of town. I'm in Phoenix doing a story for Inside Edition. But because I'm an investigative reporter for them that sends me all over, you know, to the Midwest or the South or back East, Inside Edition is located out of New York, but I live in Los Angeles. So bottom line is I spend an awful lot of time chasing bad guys all over the country. Awesome.
All right, so Lisa is on Facebook, and the day that Roger Goodell of the National Football League announced a 2-game suspension for Ray Rice, Lisa wrote a scathing letter to the National Football League. Let's start from that. Lisa, tell us what you said the day that Roger Goodell set a 2-game suspension for Ray Rice.
Well, first of all, you know, to put it in perspective for you, I'm coming to this issue from a couple of different perspectives, and you kind of outlined what some of those are. Number one, I'm a sports fan. Number two, I'm somebody that used to cheer for the NFL as a Rams cheerleader. Number three, I used to work in the front office for both the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. I've also been married to an athlete, and I've reported on NFL stories throughout the year, both for Fox and for ABC on Monday Night Football. So, you know, I'm looking at this from a lot of different perspectives, and no matter how I cut this story, the thing that is the most obvious to me is that Roger Goodell has got to go, that a 2-game suspension, which is what he originally gave Ray Rice after viewing the tape, at least the first tape, was outrageous to me. And so I wrote that open letter to Roger Goodell because I was so angry, and I felt that He, as the commissioner, is supposed to be the moral compass for the National Football League, and he has clearly let down the fans. For anybody to look at that, even that initial tape, and I believe that he saw the other tape as well before Monday, the more current tape, that's my opinion. But even if you saw just the first tape, how in the world you let this guy get just a 2-game suspension is beyond me. It's outrageous, and I said from the very beginning, there should be a zero-tolerance policy in the NFL when it comes to domestic abuse, period.
All right, so what was his logic? A 2-game suspension for beating up your wife or your girlfriend, a 4-game suspension for marijuana. What would have been his logic? Ray Rice is a big name. Would it have been the same if he'd been the 53rd player on a team? What would have been Goodell's logic in only giving first the 2-game suspension and then only the 6-game suspension?
There really wasn't any, and he never explained, you know, why he just gave him a 2-game suspension. I believe he said something, some garbled comment about, well, you know, we've already set a precedent for this in the past. You know, so, you know, we've only given out a game or two suspension before, so this is, you know, this is what we're doing. We already, you know, kind of did this before in the past for somebody else, which didn't make any sense for anybody that saw that tape and realized how severe that brutality was in that elevator even before you saw the security video from inside the elevator. So I don't believe that there was any logic behind it, Fred, and that was that was part of the problem for us as fans, right? We were outraged by the inconsistency of it. How does somebody get a year for smoking weed and somebody gets two games for knocking out their wife? And let's be really clear, he's lucky that that woman was able to get up after that within several minutes, because he could have killed her with that punch. Make no mistake, he could have killed her. And then what would they have said? Two-game suspension? That guy was in prison.
We're talking to Lisa Guerrero of Inside Edition on Sports Overnight America. You can join us, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can always email me, yours truly, Fred Wallen, at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. All right, so then Roger Goodell goes to the six-game suspension. He was just trying to calm things down. What was the logic of that?
I don't think so. And again, you know, I think everybody kind of knew, okay, this is like a slow leak. There's something more going on. This is going to get worse. When he said it was going to be a six-game suspension, I think a lot of NFL fans and Roger Goodell supporters said, okay, good, that's good enough, and then second time, you know, suspended for life. So he was, I guess, going in the right direction in terms of what some people thought. I still thought there should be a zero-tolerance policy, period, that you shouldn't get, because most people that understand domestic violence knows that aggression and these attacks usually get worse, not better. So to give some guy a second chance once he's already punched his wife, once he's already been convicted of domestic abuse, wasn't good enough for me. But I think a lot of people were willing to say, okay, he's doing something. And then you get to Monday and TMZ's release of the video. And then, you know, as we see throughout the week, it continues to get worse. It continues to get worse. Now the AP is reporting that that law enforcement had sent a copy of the tape to the NFL offices 5 months ago. So somebody knew about it, and I believe he knew about it.
All right, if you're right, and if I'm right, and if some people are right, that he did know about it, he must go. Do you think the owners will say goodbye?
No, I don't think they will. You're asking me, should he go? I'm saying yes. If you're asking me, will he go? I'm saying probably not, because the owners employ him, and it's up to the owners to get rid of him. And I don't think that the owners have the moral fortitude to fire Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell has made them a lot of money. Roger Goodell is one of their boys. This is a good old boys network. This is a good old boys club. And even the independent investigator that they've hired, Mueller, to look into this, this is a guy whose firm has made a ton of money from the league. They've done business with the league. They've made money with the league. And now he's supposed to be an independent investigator. Please, this is a good old boys club. Roger Goodell's going to stay right where he is. And this is just going to go down in history as one of the ugliest chapters in professional sports history in America.
We're talking to Lisa Guerrero of Inside Edition, and a Major League sports fan, married, of course, to former Major League curler Scotty Erickson. And so obviously a lot of Lisa's life has been in the wonderful and wacky world of sports, and nothing wackier than this. I don't think there's any question about it. Our phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. All right, in our last 90 seconds, Lisa, let me throw you a question. Let's say in San Francisco, the Ray McDonald case, where they're saying basically, let the legal process go forward. Now, there is some logic to that if there is no tape. So comment on that. Do you let them play until the legal system takes over, or do you not? If you don't have it, if you have a tape, of course, you know, we've already talked about it. Let's say you don't have a tape. What happens then?
Well, I guess the authorities have found enough evidence to charge him with a felony. So I think that says something right there. This isn't a he said, she said, or somebody may have done something. The authorities have already looked into it, and they've deemed it important enough and disturbing enough to charge him with a felony. That's number one. It's extremely disturbing in light of the Ray Rice incident to see any player that's been charged with domestic abuse playing in a game right now. So, you know, my gut instinct would say if you're charged with a felony, you need to sit out until the legalities can be worked out. Having said that, I really do understand that some people do get falsely accused of crimes. lots of times.
Yeah.
So, you know, that I do really understand. I see both sides of that issue. But I think that once you are charged with a felony, not just arrested, but once you are charged with a felony, I think that that's where the line should be drawn. And then, obviously, if you're convicted, goodbye.
But
That's just my perspective. But it's a complicated one, isn't it? And there's no easy answers. That's why you need the commissioner to be your moral compass. And Roger Goodell is not. He's failed miserably, and he's got to go.
Hey, Lisa, I definitely agree with you on everything you said. But very quickly, Seinfeld, 1994, my favorite show. I've seen every episode 50 to 100 times. Sometimes I watch the same episode 3 times a day. What episode, in 15 seconds, what episode were you in? I've got to watch it.
You know what? I actually have no idea. I've seen that on my IMDb that I was on Seinfeld. And I remember years ago going into a set where there was like a telethon or some kind of a... like a fundraiser or a telethon, and I was on the phone as one of the phone operators. So
Lisa, we loved having you. Thank you very much. Inside Edition, Lisa Guerrero back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.